With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It's the final weekend of campaigning in Iowa for Republican presidential hopefuls before the 2024 caucus. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Ahead of Monday's caucuses, Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley braved the elements on Saturday, stumping for votes in a state hit by blizzard conditions. Both candidates trail Donald Trump in the polls and are hoping for a solid finish, if not a last-minute surprise, to give them momentum into New Hampshire and beyond. Meanwhile, frigid, wintry weather forced the former president to cancel his two in-person rallies on Saturday. Monday's weather is expected to be the coldest for any caucus day in history. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The attacks on commercial ships in the Red Sea by Iran-backed Houthi rebels causing some rerouting of trade away from a crucial corridor for consumer goods and energy supplies, and officials say that makes everything cost more. Also at SRNNews.com, Homeland Security claiming that Texas denied federal agents access to a stretch of the border when they were trying to rescue three migrants who were drowning.
The federal government's account came hours after Democrat Representative Henry Cuellar said the Texas Military Department and Texas National Guard, quote, did not grant access to Border Patrol agents to save the migrants Friday night. Mexican authorities recovered the bodies of a woman and two children Saturday across the border from Eagle Pass, Texas.
That is correspondent Ron DeRockstra reporting. Mexican government has sent 25,000 troops to Acapulco after the resort was hit by Hurricane Otis in late October. But apparently that has not stopped the violence there. The main Acapulco business center says gang threats and attacks have caused a number of people to just pick up and leave. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is trying to help Ukrainians through another harsh winter.
The giant Christian relief agency has delivered more than 3 million pounds of wood, nearly 7,000 wood stoves, and more than 60,000 articles of warm clothing to the embattled nation. More than 200 million pounds of food and 23 million gallons of clean water have also been flown in, along with almost 500,000 Ukrainian language Bibles. It's been almost 2 years since Russia launched its invasion, and the fighting continues. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More trouble for the Vatican. Cardinal Victor Manuel Fernandez, who is leading Pope Francis' effort to get priests to bless same-sex civil unions, is being scrutinized for a pair of books he authored years ago. Both of those books contain sexually explicit passages that officials say seem very out of place for a member of the clergy. This is SRN News. Correspondent John Scott reports on food benefits for youngsters.
About 21 million children are likely to receive the benefits this summer through a newly permanent federal program. 35 states, all five U.S. territories, and four tribes opted into the Summer Electronic Benefits Transfer, known as Summer EBT. Families at or below 185% of the federal poverty line will receive $120 per child total during the summer months. Some states that opted out say that there wasn't enough time to implement the program. John Scott reporting.
European Union says Microsoft's multi-billion-dollar investment in ChatGPT maker OpenAI could trigger a merger investigation. The reason? Well, the EU's executive branch says it is checking whether Microsoft's investment in OpenAI might be reviewable. More details at SRNNews.com.